Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Realizing What Matters.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile. When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, Are you even likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach and passes into the latrine? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the person, that is what defiles. From within that one, from their heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, Jesus looks at us asking, Do you not realize? It is not what happens to you that matters. What matters is the state of one's heart. What is your heartfelt response to what happens to you? How will you act? The heart matters more than the surface because embedded in each human heart is a deep-down goodness that comes from God alone. It is our inheritance as children of the living God. This inheritance is our strength, the source of our power to respond with divine-heartedness. Jesus rejects superficial outside purity and insists that what matters is internal purity, measured by the state of one's heart. Do you not realize, he asks, go to the interior truth, go to the heart of our motivation, go to the heart of your values and convictions. These do not have a physicality like unclean food, soiled cups, if only they were physically visible, if only. But are we sure they are not? This story is told of a Zen master. A beautiful girl in the village was pregnant. Her angry parents demanded to know who was the father. At first resistant to confess, the anxious and embarrassed girl finally pointed to Hakuin, the Zen master whom everyone revered for living such a pure life. When the outraged parents confronted Hakuin with their daughter's accusation, he simply replied, Is that so? When the child was born, the parents brought it to Hakuin, who now was viewed as a pariah by the whole village. They demanded that he take care of the child since it was his responsibility. Is that so? Hakuin said calmly as he accepted the child. For many months, he took very good care of the child until the daughter could no longer withstand the lies she had told. She confessed that the real father was a young man in the village whom she had tried to protect. The parents immediately went to Hakuin to see if he would return the baby. With profuse apologies, they explained what had happened. Is that so? Hakuin said as he handed them the child. What is visible in this story is Hakuin's heart, the interior truth which nothing could threaten or shake. No accusation could sully what he knew to be real. No lie held the power to undo his heart's truth. With the eyes of the heart, he realizes this is about fearful, broken-hearted parents, not about him. He realizes this is about a terrified, panicky young girl, not about him. The child at his door then is in his arms, vulnerable, needing nurture and caring. This is who matters, not him. Even as the lie is revealed, his reputation completely destroyed, he does not grab for vindication or acquittal, no. He receives the apologies with open-handed grace and merciful generosity. Why? Because this is what is within him. Do you not realize we hear with Jesus' eyes on us? Seeing polarization in church and state, we realize Spirit and grace is empowering us to replace judgment and reciprocity with deep listening and a refusal to cooperate in such a downward spiral. Hearing his question ringing in our ears, we realize no one can diminish the truth of our being made in the image and likeness of God, each and every one, no one. All creation is charged with the grandeur and grace of God. This is the heart of the matter always. In our realizing, we see the suffering and act. We see the hungry and act. We see the lonely and act. We see the imprisoned and we act. This is the physicality that matters. Like Jesus, like Hakuin, we know there is nothing more we need to prove. Realizing our divine inheritance as children of the living God, saying yes to this inheritance, there is freedom in the willingness to allow what matters not be about me. Perhaps you hear yourself responding as I am hearing in myself. Is that so?